This is RSBNB Update, episode 384. Recorded Friday, October 26th, 2012. Tablet Wars. Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of RSBNB Update. Hopefully, you are consuming this on bonus XP weekend. We're going to tell you a bit about the RuneScape update, the Halloween update, as a matter of fact, this week. But first, let us introduce the panel. King Kola, aka Patrick, is here, one of the Informer editors.
Hello.
We also got Paul back. Paul is the one who entered one of our Get on the Show contests many moons ago, thereby getting married on RuneScape. And that's kind of dedication we expect from contest applicants. So keep that in mind in the future.
Hello. As usual. Hello. Thanks for the intro.
Yep, you know, we got to do it that way.
Yeah, of course you do.
And, and Trekkie, you're here as well.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm always here, Shane.
Yep. And as he said, my name is Shane, so that's who's all here this week to tell you about RuneScape. So, let us begin. Halloween 2012. Haunted houses. As it so happens, one week before Halloween, a bunch of ghosts have invaded houses around RuneScape. Houses can be pretty much anywhere, and you have to decide which side you're working for, whether it be Team Heinous or Team Righteous.
Weenus.
Heinous. What?
Oh, that makes more sense.
I don't know why you're laughing about that, but anyways.
Paul.
Team Heinous is represented by Mod Saber, and Team Righteous represented by Mod Mike. So what you have to do is you have to decide which side you're going to help, and at the end, each side will be battling for certain control of areas within RuneScape. So, for example, as we move on past the weekend and into the other weeks, you donate more of your ectoplasm that you get from searching for the ghosts, and then that person's team ends up controlling more of the area. I believe I donated to Team Righteous.
Really?
Okay. Yes. What about you?
Me? Oh, I'm going to do Heinous.
Okay.
I've always been the goody two-shoe and everything. I'm going to be the jerk for once.
You're going to be the bad boy.
Bad boy? What you want? What you want?
What you going to do? What you going to do?
And it doesn't really matter which one you choose, because at the end of the day, you're able to change the colors of the robes to the other one. So it depends on who you want to support. So you just have to move through all of these different places, exercise the ghosts, and then once you do that, you'll get 10 ectoplasm per ghost. Then you can use it to buy your reward set if you want, or donate it to help your team get ahead. And that's all there is to this Halloween update this year. Am I wrong in saying that this was relatively simple for a Halloween update compared to years past?
It's just looking for ghosts. I don't know how difficult you want it to be.
Well, no, I mean, is that Halloween-ish, or?
I remember there used to be, like, little mini-quests here and there.
Yeah, and maybe that's what I'm thinking this should have been. But, I don't know, you just run around and find the ghosts, which really is, it's okay for a Halloween event, but it just doesn't feel Halloween-ish, if you know what I mean, compared to, like, back in, I don't know what year it was, you'd hand out candies to people and try and scare them with your mummified head. So,
back in Lumbridge.
Yeah, you remember that, Paul.
Hell yeah. Those are the good days.
That's when you got the scare remote, too. So, I mean, that's why I just don't feel like this is a holiday event. It doesn't exactly have enough Halloween associated with it. Like, even the ghosts, they just look like generic ghosts. There's not even much Halloweenish about them. Like, you could use this as a side quest to one of the ghost quests in RuneScape. So that's where I'm coming from on this. I'd like to know what you guys think. If it's enough, or...
Did they even reuse the Haunted House thing? Death's House?
No.
They've been using that for like last 2 or 3 years now, right?
Yeah, they did. But this is in just other houses. Like, for instance, I had one in Port Sarum, one in Falador, the little bar there, as well as the Blue Moon Inn in Varrock. Sandfew's House in Taverley is another one. The Berthorpe Castle as well. So they're everywhere, but it just felt more like a little side quest after a ghost quest or something, and not enough about Halloween for me. So...
At least they got you to see the world. That's probably like the main reasoning behind it.
Yeah, that's probably true, because they are on that kind of push to introduce people to different parts of the game world and everything. So you do have a good point there.
And were those areas that mostly been redone recently? Or
areas? Pretty much just everywhere.
Okay.
Everywhere on the Freeside map and Taverley, because, you know, Taverley would be for the members area.
Yep.
Is it possible that they just didn't put that much effort into this one because they were too busy going to Halloween parties themselves?
Potentially. Or... That's one option. Another option
Halloween
might...
Halloween isn't until the 31st.
Because...
Why so lazy? Know,
they don't even celebrate Halloween in England.
I thought they did.
It's Guy Fawkes Day on November the 5th that they usually do their huge mask thing.
Oh, okay.
Remember the 5th of November.
So... Maybe that has something to do with it. Another thing is that this is actually, for anybody who listened to the Future of RuneScape live Q&A a few weeks back, they did say that one of the things that they will be doing in 2013 is having more updates where you will actually be able to help a certain group of NPCs take control of an area. So that's kind of like what we see going on here. So I'm thinking maybe they put more work into the back end of this one.
It's hard to know. Maybe this is just the just to showcase it and see if people actually like it or not.
Yeah,
in which case they might be a bit disappointed.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the community response is on this, because the idea is that you get a group of friends together and then run around places to go and try and find these ghosts, like get 20 people together and just search all the cities and whatnot. So, I mean, you can do it that way, or you can just look on certain places for the hints, RS Wiki being one of them. And I'm sure there's a Twitter account set up, too, that does the same thing.
And just for people to know, the ghost searching is basically every 2 hours, so just, you know, if you're
running
out... But you
can start, but it changes every 2 hours, but you can do it even if during the two-hour time period, if there's, like, 30 minutes left or whatever, you can still start, which is nice. Unlike that one Olympic event. So, and there's a whole set of the ectoplasm robes or whatever they're called. I forget their exact name. And there's even a strange device called the ectoplasmator.
Interesting.
And the strange device will give you prayer XP for each ghost you kill. As much as a bone crusher would for a creature that drops bones. So essentially...
Is that like, forever or...
Well, no, just for whenever you find the ghosts. Or no, each ghost you kill. Oh, so yes, that would be forever. Very good eyes there, Paul.
Okay, just checking.
So, I guess ghosts drop regular bones, so if you could find a way to kill ghosts in huge numbers with a cannon or something, you could just use one of these, and there you go, free... AFK prayer XP.
Why would ghosts drop bones? Doesn't make sense to me.
Well, I mean, the same way as the bone crusher does with bones. I mean, you'll get prayer XP when you kill a ghost. Same thing. Forget that I said that ghosts drop bones.
Okay.
Well, actually, if you were going to do that, there is another way. Me and Shane were talking about it a long time ago during the, was it Drag, that vampire one? I can't remember the exact name of it. I want to start to the M. We had to go kill Dragon.
Oh.
Dragonborn?
No, Meyer.
It starts with an M, and it does like Darkmire, something like that in the end.
Branches of Darkmire.
There we go. And you remember that little area, Shane, we had to kill all the peasants to just for the heck of it?
Yeah, that was fun.
And And I did tell you, you know, if someone really wanted to, they could use that place to train prayer.
Yeah, with the Bone Crusher. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure you could probably still go there mm-hmm. and do that. But I don't know if
yep.
they're...
But I did tell you there was another reason people would go there, but...
You know, an area that has lots of ghosts that come to mind is the Death Altar.
Yes. It's so, great. A lot of people go there when they have a Slayer task. But usually if you're that low a level, you technically won't be going runecrafting like that anyway.
Yeah, so that might be interesting to test to see how much prayer XP you could get there by doing that. I mean, I feel like I'm missing something here, but that's really all there is to this Halloween update this year. I think you have to do it like 5 or 6 times in total to get all the robes and the ectoplasmator. So that really doesn't take that long to do. Each one lets you get 2 pieces of the equipment. So it's overall not a hard event to do, and I'm sure it'll be in game for probably about a week and a bit after Halloween. So by all means, go in and check this out. Does anybody else have anything on going haunted houses, ghost hunting?
Ghostbusters!
You know, they had an update like this in the past to do with Ghostbusters.
That was so much fun. It was like a lot of nostalgic.
And this would probably be more Ghostbusters than that one was, if I'm assuming that's the case.
Okay.
I don't believe there's anything else with that. So moving on to the tweaks and fixes of the week. A big one that lots of people will have mixed feelings about. Random events have been removed from game.
No! But the botting problem is still so bad.
Yeah, it is. I've been meaning to get an update as to what exactly is going on with the whole bot watch program, but it does seem as though that they removed these and the bots are still there, but it's not like the random events ever stopped them in the past. To sum things up, if you're in a random event upon login, you will still need to complete the event, which is understandable. It's no longer possible to obtain points towards random event costumes and emotes, and they encourage everybody to spend these because at some point in the future they will be removed. They don't say when.
So when that it was introduced, that was after I stopped playing. What happened to all those little tokens you'd get?
Well, what would happen is you would get a random event, whether it be a...
Oh, wait, no, they gave like EXP lamps for those, right?
Yeah, so what would happen is you'd be given, like, let's say you completed a maze, you'd get a reward box, and from there you get to choose whether you go for a costume piece or something like that. So you have to use these points up at some point in the future. Mm-hmm. But the good thing is that they say another method of obtaining costumes and emotes will be introduced in the game in the near future. So that means that people will eventually be able to get the full mime outfit. Example that stands out for me.
Like paying money and buying them.
I don't think they would do that for something that's been in the game since RS2 practically existed.
Are you sure?
Are you sure?
It was always nice to get a genie or get some free rune essence, but you know, quite honestly, I found... Because bonus, I think one of the reasons they're doing it is because bonus weekend is coming out really quick, basically right up tomorrow. And, you know, anyone who's ever trained during bonus XP weekend real knows that it took a lot of time to actually do those, and those things add up when you're doing Herblore.
It doesn't matter now because you've got
I know, now
time.
It's just stable, but it was most time it was just a waste of time. I think it's also another reason they're also doing this because those who were training Herblore and had a decent computer, they will all go to some place where random events cannot occur.
Right, like Soul Wars.
If Soul Wars, Citadel, the Slayer dungeon area, everybody was there to train High Alc or Craft or whatever. They were always there. I stayed at Soul Wars for a long, long time to do my Herblore because I didn't want to deal with random events. And I know a lot of other people were over there doing high alking and doing the same thing I was.
Yeah. But didn't they end up removing the ability to even high alk in those areas?
Nope.
Well, in the actual game, but in the areas outside, no, you're still allowed.
Okay. I thought they were cracking down on that a while ago.
One thing I would have liked to see with this is have the ability to keep the random events on, because some people, like you said, might be interested in getting the lamps or coal or rune essence or whatever, you know? Mm-hmm.
Did they really say why they took them out, or did they?
Well,
just
the
say,
idea
oh,
is that
they,
the
they said it during their live show, live recording a while back with Botany Bay. Basically, the idea was, well, if our thing is working as intended, you wouldn't get bots anyway. It wouldn't really matter. And usually, most bot programs know how to get around these things, so it was.
So there's
it was,
no point in having them in the game.
Mm-hmm.
So most people, other than the only reason to have them in from their standpoint was to get rid of bots rather than, you know, having just some random thing occurring right now to have a change of pace for regular users.
Yeah.
Or a reward.
And that's what I'm saying, why it'd be a good idea to have it in as an option.
Yeah.
Sometimes I found them annoying.
Well, then turn it off. And all music tracks linked to random events will be automatically unlocked.
Woot.
But, you know, there are also some useful random events. Like, for example, the Leo. If you were out collecting somewhere and you got a Leo, you could bank stuff.
Well, same with most of the other random events. The cemetery one as well.
Yeah, that's Leo.
And you also have the pigeon one. And
what?
The fish one.
Okay.
I remember in the old wilderness when we were doing a clan war, I was getting attacked, and then right before I was about to die, I got randomed away. It was pretty nice. It's quite fortuitous, you know? I like little things like that.
Yeah, so, I mean, there are reasons to have them in the game, and people's playstyle might have become accustomed to it. So I'm with you. I say, give us the option to turn random events on. That would be nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we should start a petition or something like that. And
I was looking through the patch notes thread on the Runes forums, and they actually say a lot of people are wanting there to be an option to turn it on as well. So
yeah, so maybe there will be.
If they're going to do that, they should bring back all the trolls and deadly random events too.
Those were fun.
Like the ant.
Oh, yeah. Or the exploding rock.
The troll. You got the
troll. Evil chicken.
Oh,
got a strange plant. Actually, it was always fun to see people kill a strange plant with, like, 10 ring of recoil.
Yeah. Well, that is the benefit of moving forward.
Oh, nostalgia.
Yep. The more things change, the more they stay the same.
No.
But anyways, moving on. Speaking of patch notes, does anybody have anything here they want to highlight?
Nah.
It is no longer possible to enter the Elflands by walking past some scenery without the prerequisite quest completed.
Oh,
somebody was glitching.
Yeah, it would have been nice to know where that was and, you know, go through the back routes or something like that.
Well, Shane, you and I have something called a little seed crystal.
Yeah, that's true, and you get there right away by just doing
it. I remember those. Could you recharge those?
Yes, you can.
Yeah. Okay. You have a little girl that sings to you.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that potentially might be a reward of the final in that, is the ability to sing crystal.
Yes. Those things were awesome.
It's a shame, though, that we won't see anything for that quest for another 2 years or so.
Well, a year and a half at least. But you should no longer start dying from thirst in the corner of the Desert Strikeworm area.
Gilly Groats no longer gets confused between mountains and fences.
I have no idea who Gilly Groats even is.
To the wiki.
Okay. Non-playable character in the Northern Cowpen of Lumbridge.
She informs players how to get milk from a dairy cow. You know, back when I had to do that quest where you had to give milk to that whatever for the like the baker and whatever. I had no idea how to get milk from the cow that you're supposed to like click on it. Yeah, no, you just had to use a bucket with it. And I'm like, how did I not understand?
Well, that's because you're from rural Canada. You know, you milk cows in your free time.
Yeah.
What?
I'm from the city. I'm not from Alberta. Not too many cows here on the lower
island. Yeah, that's
true.
You're right.
Mostly horses.
Yeah, there's lots of cows around here.
Really? Yeah.
The Dragon Scimitar's attack now has a sound effect attached. Kind of wonder why they'd put this in whenever Evolution of Combat comes out, they're not going to be having these kind of specials anymore. It's kind of a waste to fix something that's maybe a month away.
The breakdance emote no longer causes head stretching issues.
Oh, we should have tested that.
Did you know about it beforehand?
No.
Of course not.
No. Well,
yeah, you never, like, there's so many of these things, you never see what they're working on to fix this, but I don't know. I'm done with the patch notes, unless you guys have any other funny ones you want to comment on.
I'm good.
Alrighty. Let's move on to Scream of Fortune, Tricks and Treats. So the newest additions to the Squeal Wheel throughout Halloween. So the Pumpkin Amulet doubles up to 68,800 XP when it's worn in any skill. Even better, it even works alongside Scary Bonus XP Weekend.
Woohoo!
Nice.
Which is that's roughly what?
When people will send this. Or before, or after, rather. Not before, but after.
Which is very soon.
Yes.
The grotesque Ghoulish mask.
Ghoulish.
What?
Ghoulish.
Oh, I pronounce that as gal, but you can even right-click on the item when worn to transform and take a picture and use this as your new form picture. The toffee apple, of course, is a piece of food that you can eat. It's they say this is where the tricks and the treats come in, and it also has a random effect. What if it made someone die?
That would be a random effect. You know, it's kind of funny that they're adding these things into it with random effects when they're removing random events. The irony!
And then members can gorge on a sugar skull, which restores more health than a toffee apple. Look out for a random trick or treat. Oh, that's funny. And these will be in-game from October 26th through November 5th. And as the run-up to Halloween, you'll have an increased chance to win these, and after, you will have less of a chance to win them. So keep that in mind when spinning the Squeal Wheel.
Squeal Wheel.
And, of course, the obligatory note that if you do want to have a higher chance, you can, of course, buy some spins.
Alrighty.
Oh, and in other news, it will be no longer possible to claim Sizzling Summer items from Solomon's store after November 6th.
No.
That's because they're going to use them all in the U.S. election.
Huh?
And they're going to be out. Yes. So please make sure you go pick up your Solomon store items before the electors need them.
Okay,
moving on from that, the next Q&A will be focused on RuneScape lore. I think this will be an interesting one to listen to because, you know, I'd never really paid much attention to the lore in-game.
I never did. All I know is Sarah Doman, Zamorak, and Guthix were brothers. They fought each other. Guthix went to sleep, and Zamorak and Sarah Doman were still fighting each other, and Zaro was in the background hating, cursing at Zamorak, and they're still fighting down there.
Yep, somewhere. So, ask your questions about RuneScape lore. You can post them on the forum thread or send them to Twitter. Just tweet at RuneScape with the hashtag RSLive. And this is happening on November 4th, 4th, so 1 week from today. Okie dokie. Now, this next thing is something new for Jagex. A RuneScape music video competition. And to get everybody in the spirit of music videos and whatnot,
I'm gonna sing.
Zelevin, Dark Moocher, and Oreo Kid 45 got together to create an original RuneScape rap video all about the roguish yet charismatic hero, Ozan.
Oh, joy.
So if you like RSMVs, do you think you could make a video just as good or better? Then you'll want to enter this competition. It's open to everyone and a great opportunity to show off your skills. Maybe we should make a music video to some kind of Star Trek song.
There is. It's called the Picard song.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
We could get someone bald who looks like Picard and have him do things and put it in a video.
Shane, just shave your head.
Don't talk about Uncle Daniel like this, man. God.
What? He's not Captain Picard.
Could be bald. You never know.
I could be bald, too.
Yeah, Shane, if you were bald, one, you either shaved it, and two, I don't think Kala would have taken a picture with you in the first place if you were bald. Probably thought you had cancer or some kind of, or you were hurt by Kal-El when he crash landed his little pod into the field and causing radiation burn your hair follicles.
You know, Shane, you do look a lot like Captain Kirk, I have to say.
No! That's the bad one.
Oh, really? You think so?
Yeah.
I'm kidding. Yeah. I just want to make everyone else wonder.
Yeah, I was wondering about that too, so I didn't see the resemblance, but you know, you could have pressed on with that and people would have believed you. So.
Yeah, actually it looks more like bones, but that's just me.
Looks more like bone.
Shall we have a listen to this video?
Sure.
Sure. Loud.
So that was just the introduction, apparently.
That was it? That's all you're gonna play?
No. Alrighty, well, there's a minute of the their demo entry, so if you want to listen to more of that, you can find that on the RuneScape homepage.
Or to the better beat.
Update.rsmb.com.
Or also better backing track.
Yeah. Insert better joke tempo. About they were going a little too slow.
Well, I don't know. Are you guys allowed to comment on this? Like, because I don't know. I've known you guys for a long time, but I don't think you guys are rappers.
Yes, but Shane, I'm one of those people who actually listen to rap every once in a while.
Okay.
Just because we aren't rappers doesn't mean we can't critique rap music.
Well, everyone's a rapper at Christmas time when they wrap Christmas gifts.
Oh, so funny. Oh my god. Ha ha. Hi.
Oh god, I can't believe I didn't make that joke.
Alrighty. So, moving on to the players gallery number 37. They got one here about hunting the QBD, which looks not too bad. If this would load? Yeah, it's taken us time to load, so I don't know if we'll be able to comment on these today, but...
Mine load's fine.
Oh,
get better internet. Hey, the power may be bad, but the internet is good.
Okay, so this is called Hunting the QBD, and the guy's taking the hunter approach to fighting the QBD. Oh, and then we got one, a true hunter as well, with the guy in his sizzling summer gear and dressed up like a tree. So blended in, just normal there. I like the hunting the QBD one.
Outland skill looks kind of cool.
Looks like he's got like an arm growing out of his back, though. I can't tell what I'm looking at.
Maybe it's a tail. Or no, that is his arm. It's just like extended backwards.
Yeah, that's just... I don't know.
Are there drills in RuneScape now?
No.
So the drill mining just total... Not real. Just kind of did it for the hell of it.
Actually, what that is that's...
which is interesting.
Yeah. Actually, I was going to say maybe that was headbanging mining, but no. There is headbanging mining in RuneScape, but not drill mining.
Headbanging
like,
is basically...
Like metal mining? Just like...
No, like you bang your head on the rock to get the ore out.
Do you have dementia?
I don't know. Depends.
I'm pretty sure all the little rocks entering that guy's forehead is not going to be good. I think the only ones that would buy those are, one, either trying to become new martial artists, or two, they want to see they're a little bit of a sadist.
Yeah, and there's also samurai woodcutting, you know?
Masochist. There's a difference.
Oh, right.
Oh, there's Disco Pizza. The guy's wearing one of your glory amulets that you sold them.
Because someone had to flood the market.
So, I don't know. I think my favorite is the QBD one that Jagex chose. And it's nice and high resolution, too.
Well, it's good to see people making a valiant effort at making art in MS Paint, such as fire breathing. First, I thought the orange part was his shirt. And he was just wearing his coat over his shirt, and then I realized it was he was actually breathing fire because I looked at the title.
Or it could be an X-ray, and you could be looking at his internal organs, because that does kind of look like a stomach there.
Somewhat. Either way, he's going to have a hard time unless he bends down a bit, because his fire isn't exactly reaching those logs.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out what he's standing on as well. Like some gray tic-tac-toe
sidewalk. Board.
Hopscotch.
Anyways, that'd be player gallery number 37. So if you are an artist, send that in. And
That'd be player gallery.
And maybe one day...
That'd be a player gallery.
I don't know why we just you guys just started talking like pirates, but
because
okay.
You said that be player gallery. So I just started to talk like a pirate.
I thought that's what British people say. That be that. Welcome to you. That sort of thing, you know?
None of us are Brits.
I know, but you could have been like that. Because
we're occasionally pirates, because a pirate's life for me, yar.
Yo-ho, yo-ho, a pirate's life for me.
Exactly.
Okay. So moving on, this weekend's combat beta event is Castle Wars, and this is the last one, so if you are missing a piece of that beta outfit... You do need to complete a game of Castle Wars for this.
I'm pretty sure even if I do this, I'm still going to be missing one.
Well, you do it anyways, and you might get 3 out of 4.
Never care for these costumes anyway.
And another thing, they said the final beta... Okay, never mind. We'll also have more exciting Evolution of Combat news for you in the near future. So does this mean maybe a release date?
I would think so. This time they've been beta in it for quite a while. It's been almost, I don't know,
it's been
six,
since,
8 months.
Since middle of June.
Well, it's pretty, not that as, as I remember, getting from RS1 to RS2 took more than a couple, than, you know, what, 3 months. It took almost a while.
Yeah, that's true.
I would tell them to go the Blizzard way of release it when it's ready and say soon.
Valve, soon, soon. Don't actually talk about it, though.
Well, you know, to be fair, Valve has released Left 4 Dead 3. If you take Left 4 Dead 2 and you add Left 4 Dead 1, you play them together, you get Left 4 Dead 3.
And both of them are on sale right now on Steam.
And same goes for Half-Life 3.
They can't count to 3.
Yeah, the only 3 that's been released was the Diablo 3, and soon Assassin's Creed 3.
But those aren't Valve games.
They released Modern Warfare 3.
Also not a Valve game.
I was just about to get to that.
Alrighty. Reminder that Bonus XP Weekend is happening this weekend. Yes, this weekend. So get out there and train. There's no timer limit. It's just a flat 2x multiplier for the whole load of things that you might want to train. Free-to-play has got 1.2 times. And to celebrate this, Jagex has released some double XP weekend tips from their staff members. So watch the video. Once again, linked at update.rsbnb.com. All right. Now, Paul, this is something you should have, I think you could have placed in the top tier on this one. Runecats.
Yeah, but by that time, he doesn't want to do anything. So...
Who, your cat?
Yeah. He doesn't like to actually participate so much as be a shadow in the background.
Well, that would have worked.
His name is Shadow.
I mean, some of these cats just looked like they were sitting there. Because, like, if third place, this cat's just laying on the bed with a RuneScape little thing in its paw. So
I'd have to get him to hold something RuneScape related.
That's well, no, you could get him to play RuneScape. And then there's these two. then there's two sitting on a Dr. Pepper crate. So again, again,
what did they? Bag of cat treats for your efforts and for your owners. That's it.
Rune coins and store credit. So yeah.
Is that anything worthwhile? Or
well, yeah, you can get lots with rune coins. You can get extra bank space. You can also get that samurai mining with your head. You know, like where you bang your head on the. Thing, you know, on the rock.
Is it like a good pickaxe or
well no, you still use your dragon pickaxe and it just changes the animation.
So that sounds like a hat in TF2.
Yeah, it's cosmetic, does nothing. So okay. And now first place.
What's that?
First place actually had a cat sitting at the keyboard typing on it. So I mean, Paul, you really could have done this if you would have put him up and started playing RuneScape with him, you know?
I guess, but then I would have had to log in and do stuff. Every time I log in, though, I get to do that spinny thing with that little gnome.
And the non-cat prize goes to a pet gerbil.
That sounds...
Not a cat.
Awful. I know, but that's why there's a non-cat prize.
They shouldn't have had that. The person didn't follow the rules.
Well, at the beginning, they did say there was going to be a non-cat prize. So.
Oh, in that case, good on you for following the rules. And for not listening to me and saying you didn't follow the rules because you followed the rules.
Don't have a cow, man.
Yeah, I don't know why they use the cow sound for that.
That would be expensive.
I'm sure someone lives on the farm.
I live near farms. Cows taste good.
You like your murder baby cows?
Oh yeah, tasty, tasty. Like them nice and rare. Mm. None of that well done stuff. I'm not a 12-year-old girl.
You know they say you should never trust a person who orders their steak well done.
You don't trust anyone, Shane. Wait. Well done. No, I can agree with that. There you go. Never mind. Thought you were gonna say rare and diss me, but nope. I can agree with you.
If they order their steak well done and they have a mustache, does that cancel them out?
Oh, the mustache thing is only if they're a politician.
Okay.
A mustache?
But if they're a politician, you're supposed to distrust them anyhow, right?
Oh, no, there's some trustful politicians out there.
Really?
Well, yeah, if they're like in your immediate family, you know?
Most people in my immediate family are skanks. I'm thinking of the wrong family. Never mind.
Oh, that would be a great show title. Trekkie's Family of Skanks.
Okay, we're severely off the track here. I don't know how we got to discussing that, but let us move on.
You started it.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, sure.
All right, moving on to on to questions. We got 5 audio questions this week, so congratulations, everyone. Next week's show will be live, and that will be very interesting, won't it?
Yes, it's going to be right before the election, and we have lots of things to talk about.
Yeah, so behave this week.
Shut up, Shane.
First on to audio questions question now. Is from Rice.
Hey guys, how's it going? Rice here. How many rares do you think are in the game? How many Santas? How many discs of returning? Do you think there are three times as many purple party hats as blue? If not, why does blue cost three times as much? Thanks. Take care.
So it costs more because there's a higher demand.
And, you know, blue is a much more palatable color than purple is.
For most people, anyway. Yes.
Yes.
Well, if you're colorblind, can't distinguish the two anyway.
And, of course, the most expensive party hats are blue, white, and red. I don't know. They might have changed positions. But green and yellow and purple are always down on the low end. And, you know, I guess that just that, you know, red, white, and blue are the colors of the USA. So maybe that's why people like them more. I don't know. But
I miss my red party.
Sure, that's the reason. Traditionally, as power, white tends to go with everything. Blue, it's a nice color, I guess. So
yeah,
sure.
I bet lots of people like blue out there. So, but as for why they're more expensive, I don't know. It could just be the way they were initially dropped or how they came out to be. But, you know, I think if I was to average it out, the least seen party hat that I see is yellow. People don't seem to wear that one.
I don't know. I wouldn't really. I rarely wear my mascot sets because I'm worried about dying and losing it. But then again, we have the whole.
Well, yeah. If you don't go into the wilderness, you're safe. Like for example, in the winter, I can tell you that these last couple of years, I've definitely seen more or less Santa hats floating around than I did when I first got it in 2004, 2005, and 2006. So I think the rare items are definitely going down. And, you know, there's just novelty behind some of these items. Like, for instance, the pumpkin and disc of returning. Those were not uncommon items back in the olden days, so why should they be common items now? So I think that's why you see those as more expensive. But you raise an interesting point here. It would be nice to know how many of each of these items exist in-game.
Well, if you also remember, Jagex has the ability to recreate them on the Grand Exchange, so they
yeah,
probably change
what they
from
did
day to day.
Banned people, I think. During
and
that.
The other thing is, I was going to say? Oh, actually, I was going to ask anyone know the price of a fish mask right now.
I can look it up. I acquired one of those for about, I don't know, 3.2 mil, I think. Yeah. Fish
Everybody
mask
did.
Is currently 3.2 mil. All
right. We gotta wait for it to go up. It's gonna take another 2 years or so.
Yeah, it's pretty ugly looking. So, I mean,
it's a smoker voice. It's a smoker face.
What?
Oh, because every time they smoke, they have to open their mouth.
I see.
That's basically how my dad looks every time he smokes. He's like. I was like, Dad, are you trying to suck through
a... Alrighty. Anybody else have any ideas about how many of these items are floating around?
Probably not, but the amount is probably, you know, pretty low. Since yeah. There are, I mean, they're pretty rare, aren't they, these rares?
Yeah, yeah very rare. On the order of billions.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I don't have any ideas, and I really wouldn't know where to begin making a wager on this. So, be nice to know one day, but definitely I think it flows based on how many exist in game and how desirable they were back in the olden days.
Yeah.
Alrighty, next one from Brian.
Dear Shane, Reed, and Trekkie, what's your ideal weather? Wrong. Mine is anything without the sun, though perfect would include a ton of rain, or a lot of snow, a small amount of wind, and very dark skies.
I think someone just kidnapped him.
but they were kind enough to let him upload the question, so that's
all. Maybe he was yes. Putting his phone in the microwave.
All right, favorite weather. Ideally for me, the good range is between 5 and 20 degrees Celsius.
Mm. Nice and cold.
Yep.
For me, as long as it's not raining super hard, I'm pretty good with any. I'm the only one who can actually take the cold in my t-shirt. I feel nothing. I'm well insulated with my own body fat.
There you go. Build it in. I don't know. I like a nice winter day. But not like,
yeah, that's nice too.
Frigid cold.
Like minus 40.
That's a bit on the chilly side. And for those who don't know, minus 40 Celsius is also minus 40 Fahrenheit.
It gets cold right enough sometimes where the car doors won't even open.
Yeah, in the 20s, I'd say, Fahrenheit. So that'd probably be negative, I don't know, 6 or something. What would I say, 20? That would be negative 6.666666666, repeating. Also, like a light snow. Not heavy, okay. Snow, light snow. That'd be a good day.
As for me, since I'm from Victoria and spoiled with very good weather, where even in the winter, even between night and day, the temperature rarely varies even between a degree, I like the nice spring weather, nice and sunny, a bit of a breeze, few clouds so you don't have sun all the time, and roughly 20 degrees Celsius-ish.
Oh.
But I can certainly tolerate down to minus 10 or so. I don't think I can move to Edmonton, though. It's way too cold in winter. Too much snow. I'm not used to snow.
Wasn't your uncle saying that he'd like to move here?
Yeah, I told him to visit in the winter, and he'd probably change his mind.
We have no snow here, so I wouldn't know.
He's also crazy, though. He likes walks in the rain. I'm like, who likes walks in the rain? It's like, using raincoat or an umbrella. He just likes getting wet. I'm like, what?
Well, maybe then so he doesn't need to shower.
Kala, I don't think so.
You think that's crazy? What about people singing in the rain? I'm singing in the rain.
All right. You guys can do this later. So,
what, singing in the rain? It's not raining.
Yes. Oh. I can see them from my chair. People singing in the rain?
Yep, totally. Yep.
I see. Okay.
Yep.
Next question be from... Oh, I'm sorry, I just did that again. The next question is from Marumska.
Hello, Shane, Tricky, Paul, and Cooler. Since bonus XP weekend is on, I would like to play for a long period. And what do you think is a good sustenance? Energy drinks or lemon with soda water? And Tricky, how on earth did you get 99 crafting with gold bars? I've been doing 10k and it's taking forever. And one last thing. What would it take for you, Paul, and Kula to come back to RuneScape? Anyhow, talk to you next time. Bye.
All right. How did I get 99 crafting with gold bars? A lot of patience and a lot of YouTubing. Oh, shut up, Shane. I made money off of it. And I switched to my, you know, what I do every week with Dragonstone. So I used that all the way to 99. When they did not come in, I made them into gold bracelets. And when Dragon Souls came in, I use that. And when I need time, have to concentrate on doing something, I did gold bracelets because it was easier to use to concentrate with that. And yeah, basically, I just pop on a good show and What was I watching at the time? It wasn't that. I can't remember what I was watching at the time.
X-Files, totally.
No, hate that show.
X-Factor?
Hell no, I hate reality TV.
X-Files is totally not reality TV. Or is it? I know what I said.
Okay.
Sorry. So, Kala, Pat, Kala, Paul, what would you guys do to get? What do we have to do to get you back into the game?
$1 million.
I'll give you that in game.
Yeah, that's not too bad.
That's GP and do that no.
Game. It's no dollars in game. It's GP gold pieces.
Well, I can get you $100.
Oh, that'll probably do it. Actually.
All right.
Yeah,
well,
if you bought membership for me, I might go on occasionally.
Well, why don't you just come on to game? I'll give you the GP, and then you can figure that out yourself. If you do it right, you'll probably get a little bit more.
You know, it reminds me of that old joke. Guy goes up to a woman in the street and says, "Would you have sex with me for $1 million?"
Where are we going with this? I don't know if I can allow this.
It's
to
pretty
continue.
Quick, and it's a good, very good joke. Let him finish it.
And then she says, "Well, I think I would for $1 million." And then he says, "Well, would you for $1?" And she says, "No. What kind of woman do you think I am?" And then he says, "Well, I think we know what kind of woman you are, and now we're just settling on price."
Yes,
it's all about haggling.
Indeed.
I don't
agree
with
it. So now we're just having to set on a price now that you know that we can actually come back for a certain amount of money. So now we're just waiting on your offers, I suppose.
Well, it's kind of hard, so we need to know.
I don't
think it's kind of hard, is it?
Well, I would say show Shane's real life picture, but Kala already has that, so I can't really use that against him.
Yeah. Maybe Trekkie's real life picture.
But you've seen it already.
I've seen that already. Yeah.
I actually have not seen Trekkie's real life picture.
I'm pretty sure they're
on the forums.
Yeah.
It's on the forums. Okay.
You might take a while to look for them, but you can totally find
them. Not really. I'm sure Shane has my pictures like plastered somewhere in his little binder of me.
It's right on his desktop. What are you talking about?
With my Star Trek uniform on.
Yes.
I hope I'm going to wear that for Halloween again.
Okay, Carlo, what would it take to get you back? Paul, we need to buy a membership. You? In reality.
I'm not sure, really. Probably if you somehow found me a job playing it, like as a reviewer or something like that, or someone where I could make money playing RuneScape in real life, then maybe I would probably go back and play it seriously. It's... But otherwise, I just don't think I'd have that much time to go back to it when I'd rather be spending the time on something else. So it's hard to know. Maybe if I was like a games reviewer for like IGN or something, and I was supposed to review like MMORPGs all the time, and one of them was RuneScape, and I'd have to go back and play RuneScape. I don't know.
Okay.
I'm probably not going to, though.
All right, and what do we recommend for getting through bonus XP weekend? The first thing I have to say is don't pull 48 hours without sleep. You don't want to do that. That would be bad for you.
And drink plenty of water. If you die because you were dehydrated, I'm going to slap you.
You might end up on the Darwin Awards as well. So
here you go, Kala.
You slap a corpse?
Slap what? A corpse? What?
What? Where'd you get that from?
He said if someone dies, they're gonna he's gonna slap them.
I didn't say that.
Oh, okay.
I said maybe I did. I can't remember now. It's too long. Anyway, drink plenty of water. All right. Don't get the energy drinks. And those stupid things never work for me. And they're actually, if you drink a lot of them, that thing will actually kill you with all the caffeine in it.
Yeah, don't drink energy drinks. They're usually not that good for you, anyways.
Have an apple. Yeah.
You don't want to be part of the system, man.
Have an apple.
Throw it on the ground. Yes, yes, yes.
Threw it on the ground. I see what you did there.
I do not.
Thank you very much.
You don't watch. Not. You don't watch movies, Shane.
Oh, okay.
Or TV.
Lonely Island. TV. Threw it on the ground.
Yeah. So just take care of yourself, and remember, there's no timer going down. So you could easily probably, if you wanted to, I don't know if I'd say put in 8 hours a day. That'd probably be too much. So Yeah, you just
over the past week, sorry. You know what happened over the past week is some guy, some like StarCraft 2 pro, decided to have a 100-hour nonstop stream.
Oh dear.
And it was a nonstop stream in the sense that you could see his empty chair for most of the time. Because half of the time he was gone to sleep.
Oh, okay. Well, that's still...
So a lot of people were actually quite annoyed with him at, you know, false advertising that he was going to do 100 hours straight.
Was that the one where he was asleep and he woke up and ended up just like going back to sleep and then forgot about his computer being on?
No, he would leave it on purposely as part of the 100 hours of the counter.
Nice.
Sometimes he'd have other people playing on his computer, you know?
Nice.
Okay. So,
it technically kind of counts, sort of, maybe?
Yeah, it's kind of, I guess.
Well, there's the answer to those questions, so thank you, Maramska. Our next question is from Jason C. I don't know what the C stands for. Maybe it's cat.
Okay.
Hello, Shane, Trekkie, Paul, and Kula. As it's election season here in the U.S., I thought I'd ask you guys a question about voting. Here in Oregon, we have a vote-by-mail system, so you would register a few weeks to a few months before the election by filling out the proper forms and turning them into a government office. Then, around the end of October, ballots are mailed out to those who registered, and they then return them via mail or at a drop-off location after they have casted their votes. I like that I can take my time voting in that I can do it from the comfort of my own home, and it seems like we have very few issues with voter fraud using this system. So I was wondering how each of your states or provinces have people cast their votes for the various elections, and what you think of the methods that they choose. Thanks for taking my question, Jason.
All right.
I don't think we have mail-in up here, do we?
I do.
I don't know if we do, actually. We have advanced voting, but...
Which is usually you take 2 or 3 days before the actual vote, and you can go out and vote on those days if you can't make it on the actual day. That's how it works there.
Do those results get released earlier or not?
No, they don't.
Nah.
That's a shame.
Actually, you know, when I was during high school, I actually worked in a voting booth in a polling area. I did it for 2 years. It was during the... when our governor was mainly elected, and during the second election between Bush and John Kerry, and you know, we had a little training on it just to know what all the ins and out of it. And basically, what Jason was talking about was absentee voting. So there are three, basically, there's basically two ways of voting. You either go straight to the voting booth, the voting booth. Or you, yes, I know, I'm sorry, this is a small house, God, shut up.
I'm joking.
So anyway, you can basically do a vote by mail system, which is called absentee voting. There is another one called provisional voting, which basically if you have a conflict with your polling place, you basically fill out a small form and you can vote that way. Or if you go straight to the area that you're supposed to be voting, you do the regular election day voting system. And the best way to do it is really go to your designated voting area and casting your ballot and let it go through the Eagle machine.
Eagle machine?
Yes, that's what those things are called, the actual tally of the votes.
Oh, okay.
And what happens is... the thing about absentee voting and provisional ballot is that if, depending on how your little area runs, what can happen is if on the form, let's say you forgot to sign your name or you forgot someone made one little mistake, something minor or major, they have the right to completely discard your vote because they basically think it's been tampered with or whatever they want to say.
That was the Chad controversy back in 2004. Chad controversy. That was one of the things that was brought up.
So in other words, you need to be careful that you fill it out properly.
It's the form.
Leave no potential judgment call as to what you voted for. Make sure it's very, very clear.
Well, the thing is, what you can do if you do choose for absentee voting, by law, if you are in line to vote, they cannot deny you until everyone gets through. like they cannot close down the polling booth. If it takes to 12 midnight for you to vote, they will stay open until 12 midnight. Hmm. And so you just have to be in line. The thing is one the other thing you can do is if you're voting by mail and you make a mistake, you can ask them for another ballot. But one of the best things to do is if you made a mistake on your absentee on your mail voting ballot, you go to your designated voting area and say, I made a mistake, I want to turn it in. And what you can do is they can give you a new ballot and you can fill it out directly through their Eagle, through the Eagle machine. The Eagle machine is 100% foolproof that whatever you voted will get counted. Because at the end, when the polling place is done, they'll actually tell the machine, you know, tally up the votes. And two couple police officers will come and say like, hi, I'm here to pick up the ballots and whatever. They'll come and they have the long, basically one long giant receipt of every candidate and every write-in, all that stuff. And you will actually see them put it all the ballots in the bag. You see them put the tallies in the bag, and they'll take it out to City Hall or wherever to get counted. And what's great about the Eagle is it's a whole lot simpler because all you got to do is just open, turn on the receipt, and it's like, all right, this guy, 3, yes, yes, no, yes, yes, no, no, yes, all right, then you're done.
So in other words, you know quite a bit of how the system works.
Yeah, a little bit. I worked there for 2 years. And with San Francisco, they had about four, like the two big ones and a couple, like two smaller ones, mostly citywide. So best way, if you want your vote to be counted 100 and be certain of it 100%, you have to go to your voting place and put in that ballot. Provisional ballot's more like, I want to vote here because I can't make it back to my place. Can I vote here? Yeah, sure. So you can vote on the other side of the country. It's just going to be a little problem depending on what's going to happen.
Everything here is done by paper. Still all counted by hand. You mark an X and it goes in a box and it's counted by real live human beings. I'm not sure which system I like better, but...
Now, are you referring to Canada or Alberta?
I don't know. I've not voted outside of Alberta before.
No, I mean, are you referring to like voting in a federal election or
federal,
a provincial election?
Federal and provincial. Because they've all been on paper for me. What about you?
I've been looking at Elections Canada, and it says you can either vote on Election Day at your polling station.
Right.
You can vote at the advance poll, which is held on the 10th, 9th, and 7th days before the election day, which are a Friday, Saturday, and Monday. You could vote at your local Elections Canada office, or you can vote by mail.
Okay.
Either
so you
if
can
you
do
live
that.
In Canada, if you live outside of Canada, but you have for any of those, you have to register, and if you want to vote by mail or vote at your advance poll, you have to... you have to send in like an application or something to allow you to vote. Otherwise, you can't.
The advanced polls in the provincial election here, anybody could just go walk up to them and vote.
Do they ID you guys in Canada or not?
They do a bit, but not heavily. Like you just show like a government issued ID, or sometimes all you need to bring is your voting card. You don't necessarily even need to show picture ID. I didn't last time.
I don't remember if I did or not.
There's no voting cards here in my place. Everything is basically you just say what your name is and all right, go and vote. And if you're in your polling area, they have your entire list of names.
Yes, they have that here too. And that's why you have to bring the little card because that proves you're in the area. Then if they find a match, that's who you are and then that gets crossed out. So you only need ID if you don't have that card.
I think they're trying to make it really easy for people to vote.
Yeah, and that's to be expected when it's always under 50%.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, the thing is, over here, that's why they do their provisional ballots because, you know, a lot of people cannot go to their specific area. With provisional ballots, you just fill out the form, name, address, date, and sign it, and it will be counted.
Wasn't in 04 there some problems with the computer systems that you guys used in the U.S. to do your votes?
There's problems with all of them. they have problems all the freaking time. Plus now, apparently Romney's
Ronnie, don't go there, or... Shane. Shane is going to get angry if you go there.
Well, one of I think it's either him or his one of his Bane. They own stock in one of the polling company things.
But not he's not with them anymore, so it's not something to be worried about.
Sure.
Well, there was a little scandal here last year with our mayor Ed Lee. Turns out a bunch of old Chinese ladies were taking ballots from people in Chinatown and filling them out. Can't make that up. It was all.
Yeah, it's not allowed.
Of course, it's not allowed. They got in trouble.
Yeah, I know. There's always some scandal.
And, you know, this goes to a piece we got coming out on Informer next week for everybody, but more pertinent to you guys in the U.S. because your election is coming. You do need to take this opportunity. If you are of age, you should go out and vote. Yes. As
registration
because,
is painless. You don't even need your social security number or anything. You just
go. Well, there you go. And
there you go.
Well, in reality, you don't have any right to complain if you don't vote. And also... Well, there are other countries in the world that don't have that freedom, so you should take advantage of that.
Well, there is an old saying? If you want your votes to, if you want your voices to be heard, cast a vote. But if you don't do it either, that counts too. So basically the whole idea is if you don't vote, well, That still adds up because that's so much. So that's the votes that's won't be counted. That could have made a big difference. There was actually one time one of my teachers was telling me back in high school that a person won by exactly 100 votes for a local election, 100 votes. And if you think about it, well, could have made a big difference if 101 person voted.
Yep, that's true.
Yeah, so yeah, I worked in that polling place for a while. I got a lot of insights on it too. I even met the mayors at the time too. I met Mayor Willie Brown. I met Gavin Newsom. I met Ed Lee once, but Ed Lee was kind of minor at the time, so he wasn't that big yet.
Alrighty. Well, thank you, Jason, for that question. That was a very interesting discussion from both parts here. Our last audio question this week is from Jaden, so I will play his hat right now.
Hey guys, this is Jaden from RSBNB, aka Brewski in RuneScape. So here's my question for you guys. If you had to be one NPC in RuneScape, who would it be and why? Thanks.
Who would I be and why? Oh, screw it. I'll be the King of Barak. Then I can, and then the first thing I would do. Everybody who is runecrafting, mining rune essence. Sorry, who is mining rune essence? They have to have an identification card. anybody who dares spam RS gold sites on Grand Exchange, they shall be executed on the spot. And anybody caught gambling will have to pay a 20% income tax.
20%. That's very generous coming from you to let them keep 80% of their earnings.
No. Then I'm good. I'm throwing a gambling fee, a hassle fee, a disturbing the peace fee, and then the littering fee because they leave all their toys and dices and flowers growing everywhere. I'm just stuck up the fees, but like, yeah. By the time you get your money, you're pretty much done. And if you and I'm going to set up a little thing with it for Falador and all the other places in free to play world, and basically say, do what I say, or I will send my army of hidden ninjas to kill you.
Hidden ninjas, of course.
Okay, yeah, that's very very well thought out. Mine's not as well thought out, but mine would be the Chaos Elemental because I think he's from a different plane of existence and has views to everything that's coming in the future.
But he's completely incoherent.
I know. But well, you can understand him with enough time.
Well, you also forget we also have the post back from the hedge who we can translate for you. So if you had any big news, you can just talk to him and he'll inform the rest of the world.
Yeah, so that's why I'd like to be the Chaos Elemental.
Shane would probably want to brainwash everybody.
I don't think so.
Yeah, you would be like, bring your rarest item and come on over and face me and see what wonderful rewards I will give you.
And as for Shane, he would strip you naked and take your belongings.
What?
What?
The first part? No. It's outside moral decency.
Yeah, that is true. Okay.
Strips all your clothing off and then he beats you senseless.
No. Your turn, Paul.
The wise old man, because that guy is awesome. He's not. He doesn't take crap from anybody. He will kill you. But,
and that's the one in Draenor who broke into the bank, right?
Yeah,
but you also. Don't forget, he got scared off. But the thingamawert or whatever that thing was.
No. We're talking pre that because I can do that. Boom.
Pre
that.
Pre. Yeah. Yes. Keep in mind, though.
He's also a grand hero.
I've been calling you Kala all night
long.
Paul, remember, you end up marrying an old wicked lady that wanted to kill you.
Yeah, but I married a lady. You forgot that. You skipped over that part.
She's been used.
I thought you married
Haven't
a
Haven't they all been used? It's okay. It's okay.
So, what'd you tell your girlfriend?
No. She just asked what's been used. She has a very shocked look on her face. I won't continue.
Alrighty, moving on. Call it your turn.
As for me, I think I would be a RuneScape banker. Because you know what would happen? Things go bad in RuneScape. I could always have an exit strategy. I have access to anyone's account. I could take everything and leave and sail off from the world of RuneScape. And go into another land and maybe I have a theory that all of these game worlds are connected by bodies of water. You just have to go far enough to go into another game world.
Well, let's see.
I think that I could probably travel to a different game world with all of my RuneScape goods and start a new life there.
But what happens if all the stuff there, you know, is worthless in your other fantasy world?
Oh, I don't think so. Gold pieces are universal.
But if you go to Star Trek world, gold's not worth a whole lot. That's worth it.
Why would I go to Star Trek world? Besides, that's on, like, different planets. This is, like, all things that are, like, a fictionalized version of Earth.
There's a fictionalized version of Earth.
Of course there is, but...
But then Academy, too. Right, we have...
Exactly.
Yeah. But I wouldn't want to go there.
But...
Why would I...
Holodecks. Holodecks. They're awesome.
Nah. I wouldn't want to go there.
Dude,
Gold Press Latin.
Color. Orion Slave Girls.
Alrighty. Thank you, Jaden, for this question.
Dat green.
We are moving on now. So everybody, thank you for those audio questions. As promised, the live show will be next week. Alrighty. This next one is from Kamikaze Guy. Paul, you can read this one because I think it's up your alley.
Yep, I already have an answer. Hello, once again, RSVNB hosts. I'm currently raising funds for a custom-built PC, which I will mostly use for gaming, but I can't decide whether to get a GTX 560 or over a 550. Do you think that it's worth shelling out the extra money for the 560, or should I just stay with the 550? Kind regards to the Kamikaze Guy. So, for all things PC gaming related in terms of pricing, my favorite site to use is tomshardware.com, and they have this wonderful thing every month. They release. They actually have three of them, but the two that I will point you at are the best PCIe card for the money, and in this case it's October, so best graphics cards for the money, October 2012. The November one will probably be out mid to kind of late-ish November. This one was just published the 22nd, so it takes quite a while to get them published. And then they also have one for CPU, and they have one for SSD, but you didn't ask about those. In any case, for October 2012, that puts you, I believe, in the $100 to $150 price range. So if you go to the $115 to $150 range, At $125, it's a tie between the Radeon HD 7770 and the GTX 560 SE, which is second edition. And at $150, there's none, but they have an honorable mention of the GTX 560 Ti. And then actually, if you, what you actually wanted to do, these are like general prices. They're not necessarily the price that you'll find in the store. If you click on next page, you go to the higher thing, and you get at $7,850, which is $170. And for $7,850 for 2 gigabytes. And if you look at around those and go on the websites, you might actually find discounts or rebates to bring them down to your price range. So just something to consider. But we'll put a link in the show notes perhaps. But again, it's tomshardware.com.
Yeah, just throw the link up in the full notes, Paul, and then we'll you can get that in at update.rsbnb.com, the full notes. It'll be with your question in the notes. So, alrighty.
And also, good luck about your PC. If you post in the tech forum, I will give it a look over when you're done building and potentially add. Or
yeah, and he's a nice person. He won't berate you.
No, I helped most recently. Who was it?
Raging Gun?
Comes to PC. No, although I did help. No, did I? Yeah, I gave him advice. I gave Trekkie. Did you end up building that computer?
It's on the standby phase right now.
Okie dokie. And then, what's his name? But I helped him. He comes to PC game events occasionally.
All I see is Raging God, Matt, Vortex, Esther, Willie, Shane, Jason, Ranging, Cliff, Dude, Jason, Shane, Killjoy.
It was actually probably like middle of the year.
Con X, Ring.
Well, he gave me a few tips on things.
It was
in there.
It was Dark Abyss 757. That was back in May. He had a lot of questions in May. May 26th, May 20th. Yep, he got a really nice machine, won't lie. Very nice. Mm.
Yes, indeed.
But, basically, give a budget, and then I can spec out stuff. It's good.
Mm. He gave me some tips, too, I remember. Shane was the bulk of it, though.
Who got advice from me?
Yeah, but we screwed up on the wireless part, didn't we?
Oh, that's okay. I don't remember. That's
you got it fixed, though, so it's all good.
Yeah, it's really good, so...
Alrighty, Kali, you can read the last one.
Alrighty. Where are my show notes? Oh, here it is. Question is from Estor. Hello, hosts. I have only recently begun listening to the podcast again since I have nothing else to do at school during my spare. Anyways, my question for you is RuneScape changing too much? Jagex says that games need to evolve in order to survive, particularly with their bad updates. I first noticed this issue as soon as the school year started. For me, it is difficult to keep up with updates, specifically because I only have internet access here at my dad's house. I'm only here twice a week. But is it all just too much for the game? What do you think? Thanks for your opinion.
Oh, shoot.
The answer is no, it needs to change. And you said you've... he said he's been away from the podcast, not the game. Well... If you think about it, RuneScape's been the same since 2004, since RuneScape 2 came out. And a lot of the mechanics were modified mechanics from RuneScape Classic. So, it does need to change with that, because so much has changed in those years. I mean, back then, World of Warcraft was just getting started. I don't even think World of Warcraft was out in 2004. So, I mean... So many things have happened in the world of online gaming and specifically MMO gaming that there are different ways of doing things now. And Jagex can learn what's been successful and what hasn't from the other companies who do this out there. So these kind of things do need to happen where the game needs to change up a bit. But with regard to updates being a little bit coming out too fast for you, the thing is, the best way of keeping track of what's going on in RuneScape is to listen to this podcast every week, whether you're doing something outside or, I don't know, whatever you're doing. because we always try and simplify it down nicely. And, you know, there are updates that come out every month, but I think that each month there's only one or two updates that people really need to check out. Like, for example, this year would be Bonfires and Runespan would be two updates so far this year that jumped to my mind. And yes, Trekkie, I do.
I just typed it in. You didn't need to say anything.
Yeah. But, yeah, so I think this is normal, and this change is to be expected coming in, going on almost 8 years of running the same platform.
By the way, World of Warcraft was released November 23rd, 2004.
Okay, so right at, 6 months after...
RuneScape 2 was released March 17th, 2004.
So, 7 months after.
Mm-hmm.
Hey.
So, what do you guys think on this?
Change is good.
Yep.
Change is good as long as the change is good. If that makes any sense. If they're changing things that are bad, or adding in new things that are bad, or taking out things that are good and not replacing them with things that are also good, then change is bad.
Changing to just change things is not good. I think that's what you're getting at.
Yeah. Change for the sake of change should be discouraged.
And that's a very conservative thing to say.
That's my old British Commonwealth background coming in, I guess. let's see here. I'm not sure. It for me, since I haven't been keeping up with the game like in the last 5 years or so very much, it's changed quite a bit for me, but I think it's more changed because there's been so much more added. Like, even back when I was free to play, I felt like I knew what was going on in like the members part of the world, and I knew what was going on then. Now there's just so much more that the whole thing has changed so much, it's actually almost overwhelming to get back to it.
Yeah.
But, you know, the best thing about RS, though, is that if you actually do stop and come back, you have so much to do. You have all that, like, oh my god, I have so much I need to accomplish in the game. And, you know, Shane knows, I said this a long time ago, when RS starts becoming a chore, not a game, you need to quit. Mm-hmm. And when you feel like it, come on back in and, you know, just mess around a little bit and see how it happens. And once it starts becoming a chore and you're not having fun, there is no point in playing. You just stop and you relax and you do other things and have fun. If one day you just get bored and jump back in and you find yourself entertained again, by all means, go for it. I mean, you know, think about it.
And then coming from this with the huge amount of changes, you just consume the changes when you want to.
Pretty much.
Duke, but you two should come back for it when EOC becomes live and just mess around. And me and Shane can do some tsunamis on you all. I love tsunami. That's a great way to say it, isn't it, Shane? Uh-oh, Paul died.
Yeah, he's just going to swap, so we'll be okay. But I agree fully on this. And, you know, the thing is to not burn yourself out. And if you look at the updates in the right way, with the right attitude, and you don't pay any attention to that, however many people, 20% naysayer crowd out there, who have to find fault with every little update, if you ignore them, this goes for Evolution of Combat as well, because if you ignore them, chances are, if you were to approach this Evolution of Combat with a fresh slate, you would be fine. And same thing goes for anything else in RuneScape. Imagine you came into the game and you just discovered runecrafting with the Runespan. What would you think?
Oh, and everybody I've talked to said, oh my god, this is awesome, I'm getting 99!
Exactly.
That's what Pika said, too.
And same goes for fire making and whatnot. So, anyways, I hope this helps, Estor. Paul, you back?
Yep.
Alrighty. Cool. Just in time, moving on to tech news now.
That was the plan.
iPad mini.
Alrighty. Yeah. So this week, as expected, the iPad mini came out.
Okay.
I thought it was a typo and it was talking about the old iPod Mini.
No.
When they say iPad Mini, they're referring to an iTouch, right?
No, they're referring to an iPad that is 7 inches. The iPod Touch is still the usual 4 inches.
That was a joke. Okay.
Shane doesn't get jokes, you know that.
Oh, I do get what he was saying. I'm just saying there's a distinction between pad and pod. It's like there's two different
things. And an O.
Well, I mean, not
one
not,
can one can fit in your pocket, one cannot. That's basically it.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. And one is designed for content consumption, while the other is designed for listening to media like music and whatnot, and the odd occasional internet checkup.
And gaming. They yes, position it as a gaming device.
Yeah.
Oh, everything now is a gaming device, one way or another. We've created an army of app gamers who play little app games like Restaurant Story and whatnot, and just go completely caca cuckoo.
So the iPod Touch sells for $299.
The base model, yeah.
Yes, the base model of the iPod Touch sells for
$299. No, they also sell fourth gen too.
Yeah, but fourth gen's cheaper, but the new one is $299.
Yep.
So, and then the next step up, of course, is the iPad Mini at $329. You guys think the iPad Mini should have been $299 along with the Touch, or would that have?
Go ahead.
Well, in my opinion, I think they're just trying to not lose as much, like right off the bat. I mean, I'm sure given another couple months, that thing will drop really quick. But no, as for now, you never know. I mean, things drop all the time. Well, then again, it is Apple. They don't tend to drop price on anything.
Drop.
We'll get more on that one on electronic economics later, but let Paul finish up first.
If they had them at the same price, I think they'd have a lot of purchases and then returns of things, which would be
returns.
Returns. They'd figure out that a 7 is not something that you want to have around. They'd return it and get the iPod, or they'd get the iPod and be like, oh, I could have had a tablet, and then they'd go back. I think it'd be buy
right
the tablet
that.
And one iPod. Misunderstand the whole purpose. If you want a good tablet experience, you're not going to get the 7-inch thing. You're going to get the 10-inch.
Exactly.
It's such a slow resolution. It's not good.
I think the 7-inch is geared towards reading and taking notes in school.
Even right now, they're actually contemplating, because now they have the Mini, a lot of schools can start doing electronic textbooks. And what's better, carrying some, what is it, how much does it weigh? Like less than a pound?
Yeah, easy.
Yeah, less than a pad of paper.
So you can basically either carry something less than a pound in your backpack, or carry 25 pounds of books.
Ooh, the publishing companies wouldn't like that. They like selling their $200 textbooks.
You know, we're almost at the size where these things are just like the pads in Star Trek, you know?
If you think about it, though, the Kindle is basically kind of like that. I mean, the only difference is they actually has some buttons on it, unlike the pads in Star Trek, which is basically just a flat screen with plastic on it and spray painted gray.
Yeah.
I'm confused about their slogan. They're advertising this as every inch an iPad. Okay.
Well, they're saying it's an iPad even though it's only 7 inches.
I don't know.
To the Canadian version.
Doesn't make sense to me.
But, you know, the thing is, also remember any console that people make, they always end up losing money off of it. Unless you are Nintendo, who made like 1 million Wii every single day and sold 2 million Wiis every single week, you always lose money on consoles.
And the thing is, Apple is not losing money on anything iOS.
They're not losing money on anything. They mark up enough that they've got their margins.
Yep.
Well, it's basically saying, if you really take everything apart, an iPhone is technically worth a couple hundred dollars and only selling for around $299 because they'll make more money from the licensing and the app store and everything else than they will from selling just the phone.
Yeah, that's true. And remember the carrier subsidies on the phone too. So
mm-hmm. That's why you have those little deals about, you know, buy this free phone, and if you want a little cheapo phone, we can get you for free. They're not doing that because they can. I mean, they're nice just because I know I'll make that money back in more by having you as a customer.
Oh God, yeah. If you buy the phone unsubsidized, when the iPhone is new, they generally cost around $600 or $700. That's
yep.
Not cheap. And when you pay the $200 up front, you're paying off that $500 in the 2 years and then some. And then after that, if you don't get your price lowered, you're still paying for the phone. So, yeah. So think of that. You have a $700 thing in your pocket when you're just mm-hmm. sitting around doing whatever.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's why things like Xbox, PS3, and Wii, when they first came out, they were losing money on every single one. But they also knew, if I make good games, people will buy the games at $60 a pop. I'll make more money selling the games than I will selling the console. Unless you're Nintendo, who end up making so much that you actually can make a profit off of each one. But don't know about the Wii U.
Which is out now or no?
18th of yeah. November, I thought.
Okay. I think they've got yeah. booths set up.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's the iPad Mini. Not really much else to talk about except smaller iPad. Like I said, readers and students is what I'm thinking.
And, you know, everybody has their preferences. If you like Android, go with the Nexus 7. If you like Amazon, go with the Kindle. If you like Apple, go with the Mini. So they're all good, strong foundation tablets. So just pick the one that you like the most.
Or wait till Monday and buy the awesome 10-inch Nexus from Google.
Or get a Windows 8 tablet. That's always good too.
Yeah, with Windows 8, the Surface is out now.
But go for the Intel one because there's
which
no.
Which is not out yet.
No.
Yes.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. It's the ARM. I thought it's the other one that's not out, right? Mm-hmm. Or no?
No, it's the RT that's out because that's the cheaper one.
Okay.
And remember what I said, Shane, about Windows?
It's all on the Surface or something.
It may look pretty on the surface, but inside it's still Windows.
Which is awesome.
All right, so Windows 8 is out. Who here is getting it aside from me?
Andy. No.
You are? I thought you weren't going to get it, Paul.
I got it for free, so why not?
Okay.
So it's awesome.
It's only $40.
It's $40 today if you go. It's the deals from today until I think January 31st, it's $40 for the upgrade. But if you don't already own a copy of Windows, that's kind of surprising. Everything from XP onward is eligible for the upgrade pricing. If you don't own something that's XP or higher at this point, that's surprising.
Well, let's just say this. A lot of companies have already stopped supporting Windows 98, 2000, etc. So if you don't have XP by now, you're probably not
on the internet and listening to this.
Just on a reminder, XP stopped receiving support in 580 something days or 60 something days, which is about a year and a half. At that time, it will be insecure. Well, even more insecure.
And you'll want to get Windows 8 at that time because Windows 7 will not be
for sale. At least Windows 7, if not Windows 8. And Windows 8, it's not as bad as the only thing.
Exactly.
So you're
coming around.
I was surprised that Paul was going to get it.
I would use different terminology than I'm coming out.
I said coming around, not out.
Well, that's what I heard. In any case. But the Metro full screen stuff is stupid. Everything else works for me. And it works well. But the full screen stuff is stupid.
Supposedly right now there's a problem with Borderlands. That's all I know.
On Windows 8 or?
Uh-huh. Someone's supposedly...
It's probably just the drivers.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking too. So
I know both NVIDIA and AMD have released official drivers for Windows 8, but now they've both got beta drivers, so once those get released, I bet the improvements will be noticeable.
Yeah. It's a very nice operating system, and once again, this is the same thing we saw when Vista came out. Paul, I remember you were on Vista, and you said there was absolutely no issues with it.
I didn't have any issues. I have a really long article about it, too.
The problem is that if you hear people around you, this is the same kind of crowd who will just bash Windows 8 because it's the cool thing to do, when in reality, I think Windows 8 is a decent operating system. It's very much like Windows 7, it's just a bit different.
Yeah, for me, the wireless resuming is so fast that by the time I swipe my finger or type my password...
Oh, I see. So it is the amount of time it takes your wireless connection to come back.
It's instantaneous. It's great. It's already logged in. It's already back on the internet by the time I can get logged back into the desktop. It's fantastic.
All right. Cool.
Then, I don't know. But the really annoying for me is the fact that anything that's Metro... Or some of, well, anything that's Metro, like legit Metro applications like weather and stuff like that, which they had a better weather app in the first developer preview, I think it was, and they've changed it since then. It had like this cool animation, but in any case, they got rid of it. Where was I going with that? And then there's like a control panel and stuff. That's full screen Metro, which is
but
totally
the thing
stupid.
I have a decent resolution monitor. You can put your desktop up. On the right, and you can then put a Metro application.
What if you only have one screen? Then you have to view full screen Metro when you
launch. No, you can have a little corner of your screen for the Metro part.
No, not when you're doing control panel.
Well, no, not for control panel, but you can do that for weather and stuff.
Yeah, but I don't want to do that. I want to have it be a window. I mean, it's not even a hard concept. It's for
but
some screens,
don't
it does
you think
have, can only view one thing
after,
at one time. But if I have a 1920 by 1080 screen, I can view a dozen things. Not a dozen, but I can
don't
view
you think after 50
things.
Years, it's almost time we get rid of Windows?
No.
I mean, it's 2012 and we're sitting
here. If you
can
do more than one thing at a time, why should it only display one thing at a time?
But
it's
I mean,
not a
I'm not saying
iPad that can only do one thing at a time.
I'm not saying full screen is the way to go. I'm just saying there has to be a better way of doing it than having all these windows floating around your screen.
Maybe.
I don't know what that is, but I give credit for Microsoft in pushing people in this direction, even on the desktop, which is good in my view. So, I mean, the thing is that if you're just hating on Windows 8 because that seems like what everybody's doing, don't do that. Try it out. Or, I mean, you should have got it during the consumer preview. I mean, I'm sure you could still find that floating around somewhere because that works for over a year, I think, right?
Consumer preview will stop, I think, in February?
Oh, okay.
I want to say that's enough time.
That's enough time.
You can still download, right now, you can go out and download the RTM of Enterprise for 30 days. I think that's when it stops. And then at some point, I'm sure they'll stick up full versions of everything else, which you can generally try out for 180 days before they really kick you out, just like Windows 7.
Yeah, and
so.
And in reality, you do need to try this
to
before
is,
you...
Is active is change the... user picture, the background for the lock screen and something else. You don't really lose all that much by not activating.
Yeah, so. And overall, it's a good operating system. It's not like going from Vista or XP to Vista or because of the lack of drivers.
That was only bad if your hardware was old. I had new hardware at the time. It was fantastic.
Yeah, and this is the same thing as Vista.
It's the Start Menu Search, which I don't know why they called it something else in Windows 8, I've been told, but I will continue to call it Start Menu Search.
And this is the same thing as going from 7 or Vista to 7. This thing runs on ancient hardware, so you will be fine with this.
They did increase the requirements ever so slightly from 7 to 8, but I think the requirements are so small. It's like a 1 gigahertz processor instead of an 800 megahertz processor or something like that. If you don't have a 1 gigahertz processor at this point, please, for love of God, kill your system. Buy something that's $20 and run this thing.
Yeah. So, anyways,
yay.
Let us move on to the fact that not only iPhones get lost at bars. Nexus 4 is due as well.
Nexus 4.
Yeah, apparently a Nexus 4 was lost somewhere in San Francisco at a bar.
What's Nexus 4? This?
Nexus 4, the phone that Google's supposedly announcing next week.
Oh, in addition to that awesome tablet they're going to release?
Yes, yes.
Huge, huge, awesome, well, not the huge, awesome screen, but the high-resolution screen that's going to be better than the iPads? Yes.
Yeah. If I were to get one, I would, but the thing is with me is I don't have the cash flow to do something like that.
Agreed.
So I'm taking me time. Hey, laddie.
Yeah, and one day you'll be able to buy them for $99.99.
Oh, I'm sure I will. So let's see.
Anyways, that is it for tech news this week. We're kind of running a little bit late. But let's talk about Skill of the Month update. Summoning. Before it got interesting. It's going to get really interesting this weekend.
Yeah, it's almost as interesting as the election results that's going to be happening in about a week. About 2 weeks.
So currently Fishfish is in first place with 2.4 million XP. Parnassius is at 2.2 and Jason is at 1.5. So this is the top three. I imagine next week this will be slightly different, just the fact that it's double XP and somebody could come up from the bottom and take the competition. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just remember, everyone, summoning, the bonus XP does affect summoning. You will get times two. Ooh, hey, what's this?
Ooh, what? What's what?
Nothing. Just,
okay. Also, next month's Skill of the Month competition is prayer.
Ooh. I remember those. Those are fun.
Prayer.
Yeah, so that's going to be another expensive one. So it'll be interesting to see who manages to survive both these.
Ha ha ha, you plebeians can't even have 99 prayer.
What?
You're poor.
I'm poor.
Who can't?
I don't know. You guys. You don't have any
prayer. Well, there's no reason to get 99 prayer nowadays because prayer is not going to be a part of the combat level, and the top level curse is at 95.
Mm-hmm.
The heck is that?
It's just going to be two.
See, now
plus,
why would I come back?
It's going to be two plus your defense times two times your highest combat stat times two.
Yes.
So I'm max
for
then?
Max level of 200, yes. Mm-hmm.
If you have 99 defense, 99 and something else, you're basically maxed out, including, I think, HP is not included, right?
So no, it's
like
not included.
You can have a pure that's the max level then, I guess?
No, they got rid of pures with this thing.
Yeah, because defense has half the roll, so if you're a one defense peer, you're only going to be able to reach combat level 100.
Yes, and, you know, they still want some box of tissues, and we still have them somewhere. But here's the one other little thing is when I was talking to some of my friends when EOC was just more or less first announced and the beta was started to roll, I had some people come up and telling me that, you know, I have 99, I'm almost max combat. The only thing I'm missing is prayer and summoning. Now I have to get 99 range and 99 magic at the max combat. I said, no! That's not how it works. And I went through a whole detailed explanation of how the combat thing is supposed to work. So again, it's some jerk who wants to scare everybody into doing
exactly, and that's the same thing that happens with Windows 8.
Well, I reserve my judgment for Windows 8. I just don't feel like it.
Not that bad. And it's not like a super need to upgrade over Windows 7, but if you're on anything before that, seriously... $40 right now. 40. Oh, and by the way, the upgrade thing on that is awesome. It just keeps everything in place. If you're on Windows 7 anyway, it keeps everything in place. You don't need to reinstall anything.
Works.
You don't need to redo anything. And it works great. I did that on two computers now. Take that back.
Well, I'm a little worried.
And it fixed stuff that wasn't working Windows 7 for whatever reason. My time system wasn't working, and now it's working. So good for me.
Well, I actually have a little problem with my little thing with Windows.
Okay, we'll discuss this after, because we're just finishing up Skill of the Month, and we need to do Achievements of the Week now. So we should have talked about this in tech news. I'm sorry.
All right, here we go then. All right, Shane, I'm going to make this super fast. All right, Ricey 13, 99 Hunter, October 25th, 2012. Devo 338, Constitution, October 24th, 2012. Okay. Devo 338, 99 range, October 24th, 2012. Congratulations to both of you. And 99. All right, let's move on to Shane's pick of the week. Shane, what do you got for this week?
All righty. What do you guys think? Has Trekkie been good this episode?
Yeah, I'd say okay. Yes.
Okay, well, we'll go with the pick that's approved then. So for those of you guys who are not aware, this week, coming up on the 28th here, marks the 50th anniversary of the Cuban Missile Crisis, which is often considered as the closest moment that the Northern Hemisphere got to nuclear war. So if you're not at all familiar with the Cuban Missile Crisis, don't worry. Or if you are and you need to brush up a bit on your history, that's what this is good for too. This also offers an alternate view of what might have happened if those nuclear missiles did in fact go up in Cuba. So this is not just any documentary, it's an interactive documentary that lets you explore around and view all kinds of different facts. It's viewed in your browser, so anything HTML5 based will work. It's from the John F. Kennedy Presidential Library, of course, since he was the president at that time. And it's very informative. So I highly recommend that everybody watch this. It'll take you about 15 minutes to get through the entire thing, and more if you decide to explore. So you can find it at cloudsovercuba.com. So have a watch.
Clouds over Cuba.
Yep, and that's what it's called.
Nuclear radiation clouds.
According to the death clock, we were roughly 4 minutes to midnight at that time. Or was it two minutes?
Yeah, something like that, and it moved us a bit ahead. So, anyways, moving on. So you'll remember last week we had the Dungeoneering focus. So if you guys didn't listen to last week's show and you're interested in hearing about how Dungeoneering works or how you can train it quickly, go back and have a listen. We had somebody on who had 120 Dungeoneering and gave us some great tips about how to actually level up in that skill.
Skill.
Well, yeah, it is a skill when you think about it after we listened to him talk about it. So, Paul, you'd be a prime candidate to head back and listen to it.
No.
So, also, I am looking for somebody who is anti-evolution of combat, and this is the same. I'm looking for somebody of the same mindset for the same kind of person who doesn't like it, or somebody who is just bashing it because they don't understand it and think that's the fun thing to do, much like people bash Windows 8. So if you are one of these people who is anti-evolution of combat, please do contact me on the forums, rsbnb.com/forums, and send me a private message, because we are looking for a panel where we can put together some evolution of combat stuff before it comes out. So that would be nice to find someone like that.
And yeah, and you know, come on down, have some fun. Me and Shane will mediate. We'll won't take sides. We'll just keep the peace, which hopefully is what we'll do next week. It's going to be an interesting week.
As I said, it all depends if you behave this coming week.
Shane, oh, I'm not going into this now. If you want me to rant on you again, I'll do it after. And I'll stand the phone
okay.
Here.
Impartial all moderators, right. You're not going to do any fact-checking or anything like
that's
that?
That's right.
Or...
No. So, Paul, what you been up to this week?
Last of the midterms, registered for classes, don't have any classes on Monday next semester. Fantastic. I almost didn't have class on Wednesday as well, but had to take something, so that sucked. But, got those registered. Doing stuff with the lady friend. Got some wings tonight and some ice cream.
So you went flying?
It was delicious. Yep. And then I ate them. They were delicious.
I see.
Oh, God, those were good. Mm. Also, the blue cheese dressing for dip. Oh, so
God.
It was tasty. And then just as my reminder to everybody, we have PC Gaming Night on Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. RSBNB time. You can check for the rest of the times on the forums. This week, we don't know the final thing till Sunday.
I thought we were doing TF2 because it's Halloween.
Oh, right. Yeah, you're right. This week, we are doing TF2. So, yeah, you're absolutely correct about that, because there's going to be a Halloween update, which is trying to download on my laptop right now, but I'm not letting it. So, and also probably download it on my desktop already. In any case, we're doing TF2 on Tuesday. Check the forums for more info.
And whatever you do. And, yeah, come on down. We're fun people. And you get to kill me. I'm sure everyone likes to do that.
And Shane, and me, and other people, like Reed. Duke. And Thomas, and you're not going to kill Duke. What are you kidding? No.
Yeah, you get where we're going with that.
I just have to, you know, I just have to be a spy and be very, very patient and pray that Reed isn't on his team flame throwing everywhere, spy checking. It's like, John.
He still does that.
Plus, you have to do that with Heavy now, too. So, good stuff. Yeah.
Sort of. Alrighty, so, Kala, what you been up to?
Well, for me, I've been doing midterms and term papers. Got a bunch due coming up, which is why I've been so busy this week. But in the spare time that I've had, I've been playing a bit of StarCraft 2, trying to get better, trying out new things here and there. And
are you still mad at Trekkie for what he did?
Yes.
I didn't do anything. God.
I was kidding. Come on. I'm
besides,
not mad at you.
You also think about it. I've also helped you a couple of times too.
Yeah, that's true, but not in a game with Shane.
Yes, I have.
Like you've no.
Yes, I have.
No, you haven't.
Yes, I have. No. Yes, I have. You remember that time
when only when he's, like, flying off to the corner and there's no doubt that I'm going to win. You just want it to go faster.
No, usually
I don't count that as real.
Alrighty.
Anyways,
okay, anything else?
Other than that, I've been taking a look at the Mass Effect 3 multiplayer, and they've actually been doing a lot of updates to it and adding a lot of free content to it, shall I add. And it's actually a lot of fun. I've been having a lot of fun with it. And other than that, not too much. Except I'd like to give a plug to our RSBNB Informer. We're looking for applications right now. So,
oh, those are done.
Well, they're done?
I thought they were. I put in that they'd end on the 26th. But we can run them for another week if you'd like.
We should probably run them for another
week. Okay.
Why don't we run them for another week?
Okay.
We might as well. Perfect. All right, so Informer applications are running for another week as of now, so send your applications in. You have a last chance to do that, and writing is fun, and yeah.
Especially when you get to spell propaganda.
Yes. You get this shiny lime green forum name, which is always nice.
Yeah. All right.
Perfect. That's it for me.
Shane?
Go ahead. No, you can go ahead first.
I just finished making all the potions I'm going to be using tomorrow. I'm about to plant a ton of fruit trees and regular tree patches everywhere. My plan is to do herb lore until I'm done, then do the farming patch run everywhere, then use up all every single one of my little pendants. Use them all up. I'm ready to go with those. Everything's set. And after that, I'm just going to do agility for a little bit of while, do construction until I use up all my oak logs. Once that's done, I'm going to decide between going to Runespan or do a little bit of dungeoneering near the end. But dungeoneering is definitely going to be like, you know, at the last 3 hours, and I was like, I'm just going to mess around.
Okay.
You know, school-wise, I've been okay. We just got back, and we're just going into the renal system, so kidneys and everything else. Found an interesting thing about interesting fact about kidney transplants, which I never knew.
Which would be?
They leave your old ones in unless they're causing problems.
Yep.
Wait, so you get your old ones and the new ones?
If your old kidneys are not infected or, you know, would cause more problems down the road, they'll leave them in. The reason they leave them is because if they have to take it out, it's considered major surgery because of how much they have to do to get to it. And you'll be in hospital bed for at least 8 weeks recovering.
Oh, jeez.
While if they're just dead for whatever reason and you have a transplant, they don't put it up where your kidneys are. They actually attach it in the lower back area. They'll attach it to the veins and arteries and connect the urethra to the new kidney, and they put that around your pelvis area because then you have your pelvis that will protect it, and you have all the muscle there in the area to protect it, to cushion it as well.
Interesting.
Nice.
I didn't know about this. I was like, really?
That's cool.
And I looked it up. I was like, oh my god, it's true. Wow. I actually found a link on that too, if you are actually interested in it.
Oops. Okay. This week, what did I do? I basically got ready for bonus XP weekend. I got my trees in the ground, ready to go on a farming run. Then I decided that got a bit of charm collecting done. I don't know how many I'll be able to do. So a bit of summoning along the way. And then after that, I think I'm just going to go mine at the Living Rock Caverns. So that's my bonus XP weekend and rooster prep for the week.
We should at least try and do a little dungeon run together.
Perhaps.
Try. Not...
Yeah, we'll see. But I believe that is it. So live show next week. Informations will be posted on Monday with the questions at hand. So we'll be, of course, looking for that. And the panelists joining us will be Duke Juker and Schwa.
All right.
Good panel.
Yep. So with that being said, we'll see you next week. Have a good weekend. And remember to take breathers while training bonus XP weekend.